big rocks and all that sort of thing.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Let's just do it.
Okay, quick.
What are you doing?
Can you hear that?
Yes. Good. Yes, it's being picked up by my highly sensitive equipment.
All the new equipment we were promised. Where is it?
It's really spiking. Have I turned this up or something?
Oh,
Welcome.
Welcome.
John, you go for it. Go on. Welcome.
Updating. This is...
What the fuck is that? Update? What are you, a robot?
I don't know. It just came to my head. I don't know.
But here's how it goes. It's very simple. Hello and welcome to...
That's why you always do it.
A very special edition.
In very plain type. The Mick Wall podcast. In elaborate,
ornate,
108-point type.
Starring.
In fact...
Well, maybe it should be featuring.
Soon, Nate, you might... Yeah, we might start to limit your appearances, as they say.
Well, I'm getting older.
Yeah.
I don't like to tour. I do the albums.
Yeah.
But I'm not much of a tourer.
No, you're not a tourer. Well...
Because I hate the road.
You know...
Oh.
Yeah.
I know what you're going
to say. You come to the point, don't
you?
Yes. I'm not much of a tourer. you promise the readers some kind
live shows.
Yeah.
And they're coming.
Yeah,
do you remember?
When?
Do you remember?
I do vaguely remember saying
listen.
Just over
20 years ago,
fucking
Guns N' Roses had an official announcement announcing shows and tours and literally about a month later, after all the tickets are on sale, Axl Rose put out a statement saying,
no.
The first I heard about these shows was when I read about them in the music press.
Yeah.
Well, that's me.
Yeah.
No, that's me.
Yeah, but the words were actually coming out of your mouth. That's the confusing part.
Well, it may have appeared so,
yeah.
But I think in the actuality, what you'll find is that we are definitely doing shows.
Definitely.
But we cannot say when.
Because for a good reason, things have got a little bit bigger since we last spoke.
They're out of control.
All of a sudden, like, we were, you know...
The demand.
We were doing, you know, Hammersmith, but this is
an analogy.
Metaphor.
I see.
We were doing Hammersmith. We're now doing Wembley Stadium. Metaphorically speaking,
yeah, you know,
we had a stage show that had a couple of little pyrotechnics. We've now got fucking thinking.
We're lucky,
you know,
if we can get a microphone that works between the two of us, let alone pyrotechnics.
That's true.
We've got you and your fly bloody swatter, which you're wielding like Freddie Mercury with his microphone stick.
Yeah,
remember that? You'd have a stick.
I do. Try not to distract people from your.
Errors that
you've made in going off too soon.
Not so much going too soon, just not going big enough.
Right, yeah.
Not big enough, you see, John. No, we want the first show to be extra good.
We want the first show to be, if you were at it, for various reasons, you will never forget it.
Exactly,
but in a good way. A bit like if you'd heard Paul Stanley singing Whole Lot of Love, you would never you would never forget that moment.
No, I haven't slept since we played it last
If you'd at one point in the early 1980s written Shot in the Dark,
yes,
and then you suddenly heard it on Ozzy's album,
yeah,
you wouldn't forget that.
No, clearly not.
No.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah, not really. What are you...
Oh, no, I fucked it up. Oh, no, 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 no.
What? course, lucky that didn't go out.
I was trying to find that Paul Stanley clip.
Yeah.
And I found a Paul Stanley clip, but it wasn't the one. It
wasn't the right one.
Wasn't the right one.
Yeah. Easily done.
Easily done. So the thing is, we would like to make the first show very special so that you want to come back.
Yeah.
So every show, so it's not exactly like you and I sitting at this table. It'll be, because otherwise we would just may as well invite people in here, you know. That's not going to work, is it?
Not really.
No. We don't want them to just sort of sit there watching us talk to each other.
No.
We want to bring on a guest.
Yeah. Ooh.
A very special guest.
Ooh.
Very special.
Ooh.
Could it be
the dealer?
Whoa.
Could you imagine if it was?
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Wouldn't that be big?
Yes, that's not him.
No, definitely not.
But
you know,
we're working on it.
Yeah,
we have a lot of.
I'll give you
strong...
a clue. Shot in the dark.
That's right.
It might be one of the co-writers.
Phil Soupçon.
Yeah, maybe
will be
Phil,
joining us.
If you're out there, Phil, come and tell us stories.
Yeah. So it is happening, and there's going to be merch. We're going to have T-shirts. We're going to have aprons.
Are we?
And oven gloves.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't think that's a good idea?
No, I think it's a stupid idea.
You don't like the apron? A Kirk Cobain apron for cook? You don't cook, do you? I just remembered. You've never cooked anything beyond a fucking Frey Bentos tin. Am I right? I'm right. How many Frey Bentos tins have you got in the cupboard?
I've never had a Frey Bentos tin.
Get the fuck. That's all we used to eat.
That's a complete.
You used
ridiculous.
To eat Frey Bentos and drink Lucozade. Am I right?
No, you're not right, because I used to eat on the record company tab.
With your fingers.
That's how I like to eat.
With your fingers. So yes, there are going to be shows, there's going to be merch, there's going to be all kinds of fun. But we can't
special
tell you,
guests.
Very much special guests. And we can't quite tell you the actuality because we're in tough negotiations.
You are, yeah. You were saying, I really, really want to be on it. And we're saying, well, maybe you can come on for a little while.
Just a cameo.
Bit. Yeah, cameo. That's what we want. I think that's what the people really want.
Yeah, because it's better in small doses.
Yeah, this is too much of a good thing. It's often said about Mick Wall, you don't want him in the same room for that long.
Yeah, I've heard it said that I doth delight you too much.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He has delighted us with his presence too much.
And he's been asked to leave.
And he's been invited
to
seek alternative arrangements.
Yes, yeah. That happens quite often.
Fuck off. Right, so we're going to do an update. Now, I'm not one to blow my own trumpet.
What was that?
That was a dog.
What was that?
Oh, they're trying to get in. Hang on. Oh. The dogs are here, I'm afraid. And they're trying to get in. Come on. No, stay there then. You don't get this kind of high-tech quality entertainment from those other pods.
No.
So, big news in the publishing world this week. A kind of a publishing world slash music world. Yeah. Shockwave. A new book on everybody's favourite pop slash rock star, Elton John. And it's called...
Wow.
It's called... Hercules, the A to Z of Elton John. Have you ever heard anything so good in all your life?
Why is it called Hercules?
I'm
Perhaps
glad
I
you asked
open
that.
Open the book and turn to the letter H.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah,
because that is his name. His actual name is Elton Hercules John.
Oh.
He had it changed by deed poll back in the early 70s when he first became famous. And do you know why he chose Hercules?
I don't know why he chose Hercules.
Well, it wasn't because of the mythological figure of your imagination.
The dude Hercules
with the hair.
Hercules quite
a
heavy metal dude, wasn't he? You know, going
he was
around
kicked
fucking,
ass.
Yeah.
He kicked some ass.
Yeah, he's a bit like Thor. That guy Thor, do you remember him?
I think he would have fucking had Thor for breakfast, to be honest with you. Yeah. But anyway, he didn't name himself Hercules after that guy. He named him, and this is for older readers. Back in the late 60s and early 70s, probably before your time, John, there was a famous sitcom on British TV called Steptoe and Son.
Oh, no, I do remember. I know what Steptoe and Son is.
It's a bit like you and me.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't remember.
A kindly older man.
Something like that.
A kindly older figure, father figure, and a young, foolish.
Tearaway son.
Foolish, deluded.
Very attractive to women.
Very attracted to women. And the horse and car, they were rag and bone men, so the horse and car. And the horse in the show, his name was Hercules. So when Elton changed his name, I don't know why, from Reginald Kenneth Dwight.
But surely, hang on, I'm looking at the front of the book, because you handed me a copy.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
And it says Hercules, the age set of Elton John, by Mick Wall.
Yes.
But you're saying you don't know why he chose Hercules.
I'm telling you
despite
why.
Despite the fact you've...
I'm literally telling you why. Because...
I've stepped in, but then you said, I don't know why.
I said, I don't know why he changed his name from Reg...
Oh, I see.
...to Elton.
Maybe
are you actually... You're paying attention, aren't you?
Maybe it's in this book.
Everything is in that book,
yeah,
John.
It is, yeah.
Everything you ever wanted to know about Elton John is in that book.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the magic book. So... he decided he'd have a middle name. So he's gone to the place, Elton John, he goes, I need a middle name. And he goes, I know.
So where did he get Elton John from?
Oh, God, that's in there as well.
Yeah.
Long John Baldry and another guy, Ben Elton.
Yeah.
Like Torpin Burney.
Yeah.
So that's out. And if I can just say to all the regular readers... if you're looking for a Christmas present this year for your beloved, the beloved Elton
your
John
granddad.
Fan in your life.
Yeah, this
you
is
know,
the one.
Your young boyfriend, girlfriend, your co-worker.
Who said to you, if only I knew all about Elton John.
This Christmas.
Yeah, this Christmas. Yeah.
Yes, this is a marvellous Christmas gift, John.
Yeah. So if I read you a line from the book, you'd immediately know.
Instantly.
Okay.
It's burned in my memory, John.
It was an extraordinary moment, even in a life overflowing with them.
That's right.
What was happening to Elton then?
Well, a number of things,
I'll give you a clue. It's under the letter K.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Knighthood.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
You see?
You see?
Look under I, because that's one of my favourites. Look under I. Look under the letter I. That's a classic. Yeah. Not many people will know this.
E-F-G-H.
I.
I.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go on.
Okay, I. It's safe to assume that the phrase, I'm Dill Dandy, had not been used much before 18th of April 2020.
A great day.
Yeah.
When he was sat in his garden doing the lockdown sessions.
Right.
And bless his heart, you know, him and Paul Stanley, they love to sing without any help whatsoever from anything. And he was singing I'm Still Standing, but it was coming out like this. You can go on YouTube and watch it. It's like a cross between Axel at the funeral. Priscilla's
funeral. Wow, that was a magnificent performance.
And Paul Stanley doing Whole Lot of Love.
Yeah.
and Elton in his garden on his piano, bless him.
Yeah.
Singing, I'm building. Highlight.
Yeah,
highlight,
very good.
For me personally.
All of that and more.
And more.
Much more. In that book.
In that book.
What else was in The Eyes that you wanted to say?
Nothing.
Okay, that was it.
That's the only one, I think.
Oh, okay.
There were others, but they took them out.
Yeah, the publishers take all the good stuff out.
Well, I did a little bit about each of his albums. And the trouble is, once you get to the 80s, there's like about seven or eight in a row that are just so fucking awful.
Right, yeah.
And the publisher
kind of... And they felt you can't really put that in.
Well, you could if it was one or two.
What do you think of that one? Oh, it's
like
awful.
10 years worth of rubbish, apart from a few great singles.
Yeah.
Including... I'm dandy.
Yeah. Isn't that how the film ends? I saw the film. I hadn't seen it.
Rocket Man.
Yeah.
Does it?
And it ends up... What's the one with the video where he's in France and they
I'm
cut...
I'm Still Standing.
It is, and they cut the actor into where Elton was, and it's very well done, yeah.
Why do they do that?
Presumably because he's playing Elton John and it's in his contract. Can't have fucking real Elton in it. Can't have me.
I'm Still Standing.
Is it I'm Still Standing at the end? It's because it's sort of, you know, it's about the 70s Elton, isn't it? And he falls out, he ends up rock bottom and he leaves a concert, doesn't he? He walks out of a concert or something.
No idea what you're talking about.
Wearing a big fur jacket. I'm talking about Elton John.
He's wearing a big fur jacket. Yeah. That doesn't sound like
this
Elton
Hercules
John.
This is in the film about Elton John, whatever it was called.
Rocket Man.
And they play the songs in it, don't they? They play all the songs, all the Elton John
they
songs.
They do, Grandad. You remember?
All of the songs by Elton John. They're in the film, but it's not Elton playing them in the film.
It's a little... Oh!
It's an
actor.
It's
a little bit funny that you should say that. You mean Taron Egerton?
Whoever the fuck it was.
Well, it's been a long, long time since I heard that name.
This is just... I mean, what? It's like talking to a borderline idiot who's got 5 minutes of comedy and they've got up on one of those open mic things and the comedy is, I'm going to speak in lines from Elton John. It's like, do you remember when Alan Shearer or someone is in Euro 96 and he was challenged in his post-match interviews to use Wham! Song titles or something?
Yes, but let me ask you this. Do you remember when rock was young?
I'm honestly not going to do it. If you're going to carry on doing this, I'm going to go home.
Okay, well, we've got 5 minutes left. We'll just get a little action in, okay? Like, this is more of a news flash. It's not a big pod. It's more of an update.
It's certainly not a big fucking pod.
But while all this has been going on, of course, the rock world suffered a tragedy.
Did it?
In recent weeks.
Right.
Yet another dead rock star.
Who's that?
Roger Whittaker. He was one of the original whistling rock stars.
Wasn't he once in Kerrang? Roger Whittaker. Am I misremembering that?
Roger Whittaker?
Yeah.
I think it was when he did that tour with Iron Maiden. That's
no,
probably
he
what
did,
you're
thinking. He did do something like that. Someone whistled him up. They did. It's true. Honestly, if you Google it, it'll come out in the obituaries.
What's your favourite Roger Whittaker song?
I'm going to leave old Durham town. It's the only one I can think of.
My other favourite
track
was
three.
Track three, yes.
Yeah, that's the big one.
What's the one he whistles on? Did he whistle on all of them?
Isn't it?
What's that?
Heading for the winds of change. Take me on the magic of a something on a stormy
night.
He's
got one finger in his ear and he's wearing a woolly jumper. Go on.
You know.
The winds have changed.
Scorpions.
That's not Roger Whittaker.
He's got whistling in it.
Well, that's an interesting point because I was going to say Roger was one of the original whistling rock stars.
I can't really whistle. And it transpires. Neither can you.
Okay, your starter for 10. Who was one of the original whistlers? In the field of it's not heavy metal but rock music, 60s music,
what, like probably Lonnie Donegan or someone like that. My old man's dust man, all of that crap.
That was the follow up to My Old Man's a Dust
Man.
It was My Old Woman's a Whistler. I said, do that whistling, I'll sort you bloody out.
Yeah.
There was that famous
shops. I've got to clean the front step. All of that crap. Why am I interested in that?
Sitting on the dock of the bay. There was that.
Why?
Then famously, John Lennon.
But you know what? That.
What's that? Have you got any tea?
Wouldn't have made it into the new book by Jon Wenner.
Before we move on to Jon Wenner,
moved on to Jon Wenner.
Quick Roger Whittaker story. Aussie, back in the 80s.
See, I told you there was something to do with it in Kerrang. You were trying to make out there wasn't.
Ah!
You silly old...
I was interviewing Aussie for Kerrang, and it did come out in the story.
Yeah.
But it's such a little anecdote.
I just said that.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
This is why
I was intoxicated
with your whistling.
This is why
you're not going to be in the live shows.
What's that? Live shows?
Yeah, wait till you get your contract, mate. You can see then.
Back in the 80s, I was interviewing Aussie. It was one of those ones where you had to wait for days because he was out of his mind. Finally, we're doing the interview at like 2 in the morning. And he's telling the story of how him and Sharon were trying to buy a new house in England. This is about 86 or something, 87. And he goes, oh, fuck it, are we? He goes, you'll never guess what. One of the houses we've been to see belongs to Roger Whittaker. He's selling his house. I was like, get the fuck. He said, no, I'm telling you. He said, but the thing was, he goes, I don't know if it's because he heard it was me and he thought there might be, you know, might be issues or something. He said, but we were told we could go and view the property, but we weren't allowed to use the toilets.
Yeah, quite right.
I said, oh, so how did you deal with that? He goes, well, I went in and had a fucking shit, didn't I?
Oh, I thought you could see me.
No. I said, you had a shit? He goes, yeah. He goes, and then, he goes, I'm sitting there, I've had a shit in Roger's toilet, and I'm looking around and they've hidden the toilet paper.
Yeah.
They've hidden.
See, that's a good stitch up, because he knew he'd try that. Whittaker was 2 or 3 steps ahead of him.
He was whistling as he worked. Yeah. I said to Ozzy, so what did you do? He goes, I wiped my arse on his fucking curtains.
Oh. That's a nice story.
So I've never been able to think of Roger in quite the same...
Did they buy the house?
They didn't actually. No, surprisingly. They had a shit. He wiped his arse on the curtains and they never went back. It's a lovely story. Now, what were you saying about Jon Wenner? Let's remind younger readers who Jon Wenner is.
Very much like Phil Susson. I would have called him Jan Wenner. But you, in your pretension...
Yeah. I have American blood.
Refer to him as Jon Wenner, or whatever it is.
Not Jon Wenner, Jon Wenner. Jon. He's got a new book out.
But tell us who he is first of all. Well, not everyone knows who he is.
Jon, as I said, Jon. He was the guy who invented Rolling Stone magazine.
Yeah.
He did it with the money and backing of Ralph J. Gleason, who in San Francisco in the 60s and probably the 50s was the, I think for the San Francisco Chronicle, he was the main sort of music and arts critic.
Right.
And he partnered up with Jon.
Yeah.
To create a new magazine called Rolling Stone. And the idea was... it would comment on music and rock and culture and politics and everything for that generation, that sort of Woodstock generation, if you like. And
he got Hunter Thompson to write for him.
Hunter S. Thompson famously wrote the first extracts from Fear and Loathing for Rolling Stone and Nixon. O'Rourke and
Tom Wolfe,
The Right Stuff. They started out as essays or something in Rolling Stone. Great magazine. So Jan, he's got a new book out. It's called The Masters. And it's
just called The Masters, but let's be clear, it's not about the golf tournament. Because I was quite interested till I heard it wasn't about...
about golf.
Yeah.
That's right. Or tennis. I was very disappointed that it wasn't about, you know... or snooker.
Yeah,
there's the Masters.
The Masters at Wembley, yeah.
So once I'd gone down the list, I thought, what's this old rubbish?
Yeah.
And it's interviews with Bono, Lennon, Dylan. Who else is like that?
Well,
I think Jerry Garcia's in there because he's really important.
Yeah.
Are you? Yeah.
I was impersonating a yawn into the microphone.
Oh, I see. I don't think the reader's got that. No. Thanks for that anyway. Anyway, he gave an interview with the New York Times. And they were saying, how come there are no black artists or women artists? And he essentially
and
said...
And Yon said, fuck those
They said
guys.
They're not fucking clever enough.
Yeah. He came...
He didn't
came
say
straight.
They're not fucking clever enough. He said, you know, they're not in the same intellectual arena or something. You know, some old crap.
So he's trying to say that no, like, Prince isn't in the same intellectual arena as Jerry Garcia.
Joni Bono. Mitchell clearly isn't in the same intellectual level as Jerry Garcia.
Yeah. Or what was the other one you said? Bono. You know, Joni's no match for Bono in the intellect stakes.
And black artists, give me a fucking break. You know, I mean, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Bob Marley. I mean, you don't have to list them. It's ridiculous.
Jimmy.
But of course, what he means is Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. What he
if
means.
If only there was a bloody book about Jimi Hendrix, that's what I'd like to read.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, Sean, because if you go to the Mick Wall Amazon page.
Oh, is there a Mick Wall Amazon page? Oh, that's exciting.
Yes, with many of his most extraordinary titles.
One of his most expensive titles.
Some of which no one's ever heard of. It's simple, it's obvious to hacks like you and me. These are just the ones he interviewed.
Yeah.
He never interviewed any women or black people.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It's not deviated his transom.
Yeah. It's not what? Deviated his septum.
Deviated his transom.
What does that mean?
Well, it's not come across. He's not come across them, has he? He's just sat in his office.
Oh, I see.
For the last, you know, well, since 1967 or whatever. He's probably still wondering where Hunter is. I've not heard from Hunter for a while. I wonder what's going on there.
He did one interview with Lennon in about 1970, and that fucker has turned it into so many books ever since. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah. So he's just had a call saying, have you got anything? And he's gone, yeah, I've got something called The Masters.
They're going, brilliant, brilliant. New York Times bestseller and all over it.
Yeah.
They've probably given him 200 grand at least.
Yeah. And he's rattled down the bottom of the cupboard.
Yeah.
Come on,
I've got a good idea.
Yeah. And then he's tried to justify. He's not, in the interview, been honest and said, look.
I didn't interview any women or black people.
Yeah, these are the people I interviewed. This is my choice. That's it. He didn't say that.
No.
What he said was, intellectually, they are inferior.
Yes, that is exactly what he said. Yeah. And for that, he's been ejected from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And you kind of have to say rightly so, wouldn't you?
Well, I mean,
you know, but way more than half of the population, he is just dismissed.
Yeah, and he's right now of all times, he's come out with a book about old white blokes.
Yeah, who just have been dithering on since the 60s and not said anything. I mean, what's Bob Dylan said of note? You know, when he won the when he ludicrously won the Nobel Prize for Literature,
nothing ludicrous about that.
Came out with some nonsense then. You know, what do you think, Bob?
I was walking down the road and like that, you see.
Yeah.
So Jon Wenner
go back to giving it to people we've never heard of.
Yeah,
that's who the Nobel Prize should go to.
Yeah,
people we've never fucking heard of.
Yeah,
that's the point of it.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah,
Nobel Prize for Literature goes to drumroll, Lars on the drums.
Some guy's written 57 verses in Scandinavian, you know,
and an Iron Maiden biography.
Yeah,
like you know, I can't think of anyone. Can you? Or an Elton John book? Can you think of anyone?
No.
Or the best ever Hendrix book?
Yeah.
Thank you, Roger. So I think that's probably going to conclude the update.
Yeah, because it's just
Do
an
we
update.
Have anything else to add?
Updating. That's all we were doing.
I'm so glad we did this.
Yeah.
Thank
but
you,
the
John.
Dates are forthcoming.
They are.
Could
be
as
soon
as
October.
Well, don't start to what I said to you when this happened, don't start saying when it's going to be, it's because like, you don't know.
This is where me and Axel have a lot in common, yeah, because just idiots. Like him all those years ago, the first I knew of any date
was when it was coming out of my mouth.
Well, Durham, was it leaving old Durham town? Don't shit on my curtains. A shit in the dark. Right, on that bombshell.
Goodbye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How do I stop this, Fern?